Okay, and then I'm also going to mute here. Okay, well, again, welcome to our Connect for Success call. And, you know, tonight I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the new products that we recently launched at our convention, especially our fabulous Intense Eye Repair Cream. We've gotten a lot of great feedback and already testimonials on this new product. So I hope you're all using it because it really is a powerhouse of an eye care product. And one of the questions that is coming up over and over again that I thought I really would like to address on the call tonight is, how do you determine whether you give someone the eye repair gel or the Intense Eye Repair Cream, or can you give them both, or can you layer them? So I wanted to answer that question on the call tonight because it's becoming a very popular product. We've already sold out of it the first time, and we had a lot in stock, so we're pretty excited about that. But the Intense Eye Repair Cream was really formulated for people who were experiencing more advanced signs of aging around the eye area. As the skin around the eye becomes thinner with age, muscle tissue begins to break down. We start to lose some of the fatty deposits around the eye, so many times we get more of a shadowed appearance. Some people will call it a sunken look. There's darkness there. And this is due to natural wear and tear of the eye area. We blink thousands of times a day. If you have allergies, you tend to rub your eyes. Some people just kind of pick around that eye area, or if you've been too harsh around the eye area, maybe you've been using, you know, products in the past that could have been not gentle enough, or maybe you've just been using too much rubbing instead of using your ring finger. Always remember that when you apply any type of an eye care product around the eye area, it's important to always use your ring finger, because that is the finger with the least amount of pressure. As if you were playing a piano, that finger, that fourth finger on the hand, is always much more light than the other fingers. So the eye repair cream was really formulated to answer the need that many of us have as we move into our 40s and 50s and 60s. And it is really formulated to take on the advanced signs of aging. So advanced signs of aging are some of the things we talked about. The skin is losing elasticity. There's a sunken look. Sometimes there's puffiness. Sometimes there's everything. You've got lines. You've got puffiness. You've got sunkenness. And the skin is just starting to have lackluster. What makes the Intense Eye Repair Cream so dynamic is that it contains four very powerful peptides. So when you're working with your customers, you can definitely recommend the eye repair gel along with the eye cream. However, the more severely damaged that the skin is around the eye, the more I'm going to encourage you to recommend the eye repair cream. For example, for myself, I like to use the eye repair gel on my upper lid, because that's where I tend to get a little puffy in the morning, and I find that eye repair gel takes the puffiness down usually within 15, 20 minutes, and I prefer using the Intense Eye Repair Cream underneath the eye and out into the side of my eye where we tend to sometimes get crow's feet. If you are working with someone that is younger, that hasn't yet taken on these advanced signs of aging, perhaps they're just experiencing fine little lines around the eye, maybe just a little bit of puffiness, then you would, again, you'd recommend that eye repair gel. The eye repair gel was our standalone product for 15 years, and people loved it. And there is still a need for that product. What we need to do is define, well, who gets the eye gel and then who gets the Intense. So the more mature the skin, the more damaged the skin, and that doesn't mean that a 30-year-old can't have damaged skin, especially if they've been someone who have spent a lot of time out in the sun or if they've had a lot of allergies through the years, or they've had a lot of rubbing, lots of wear and tear around the eye area, then I would recommend the eye repair cream to that individual as well. So you really have to look at the skin and determine, you know, how severely damaged is the skin around the eyes. Can you layer the product? Yes, you can layer it. You can put on the gel first. That's how you would layer it, gel first, because it's a lighter formula. And then you would let that sit for about a minute, and then you would put the eye repair cream over the gel. But again, if you've got someone that has some really more severe issues, they will see faster results by using the intense eye repair cream twice a day, not once a day, but twice a day. And again, what makes this product so outstanding is that we have these incredible peptides. There's four of them. This is the first product that we have formulated with four different peptides. We have peptides in some of our serums, but these are really powerhouse peptides. And in addition to the peptides, we've also included hyaluronic acid. And this is an ingredient that is very beneficial. It's something that is found naturally in the skin, but it diminishes as we age. So any time that we are able to replenish something back into the skin that starts to deplete itself with age, that's a real big bonus. That's a plus, because that keeps the skin more supple, it helps with collagen production, and it's something that helps the skin stay more plump and moist. The other ingredient in the eye repair cream that you all should know about is licorice. We have licorice in there. This is a licorice extract, and it contains what is called glycyrrhizin and flavonoids. And these two components of licorice are known to produce an anti-inflammatory action in the skin. So that makes it really beneficial for anyone that has a lot of puffiness going on. When you blend the licorice with our aloe, aloe is also a natural anti-inflammatory. So when you put those two together, you really have two powerful ingredients that work on reducing puffiness. The other thing that licorice is responsible for, it helps with skin pigmentation. So it's very beneficial for those individuals that are starting to get a little bit of that sunken darkness around the eye area. So that would be the ingredient that works specifically on the dark shadows around the eye areas, but it's also great for puffiness. The other thing you'll notice with the intense eye cream that I should mention on the call tonight is that the second ingredient in the product is water. And I just want everybody to understand why that is. New labeling guidelines now dictate that when you are working with suspended formulas. For example, this pertains primarily to our peptides. We have four different peptides, as I mentioned, in the eye repair cream. These peptides are suspended and they're water soluble. And so now we have to list, even though water is not necessarily the most ingredient or the second most, because it's a higher concentration in this blend, we have to list it as a second ingredient. So that's why that's there. Aloe is still the first ingredient, and then the aloe is infused, of course, with all the botanicals and the peptides, and then also we have shea butter and we have Eye Bright, which is also in the eye repair gel. And Eye Bright is something that is very popular in Europe. A lot of the people there that do a lot of work, truck drivers, if they're on the computer a lot, Eye Bright is really known to take out the redness. Some people have like a pink cast. If the skin is very thin, some of us have thinner skin around the eyes than others. If the skin is very thin, Eye Bright is really known to help relieve what is called the tired eye. So it's great for people that are truck drivers or that just have a lot of work during the day that is tiring for the eye area. But if you haven't gotten on the eye repair gel, not the gel, I'm sorry, the cream, you've got to try it. Sometimes I recommend that people use it on one eye for about 7 to 10 days. Don't tell anybody what side you're using it on, but you will see the difference. We've gotten some great pictures already, before and after pictures. We've gotten some really exciting testimonials. So I know that you and your customers are going to fall in love with this product, especially if you haven't tried it yet. So be sure to let people know that we have something new that's highly beneficial that they're going to want to use to keep their skin and their eyes looking more youthful. The other thing I wanted to touch on tonight was our serums. We get a lot of questions about our serums, and I love every single one of our serums. They all do something different, and they all are highly effective. And it's important to really understand when you're working with your customers what serum to recommend. And it's not about you trying to figure it out. It's really about you asking your customer what is the one thing that they would like to change more about their skin, and then you customizing that program to fit their need. So I'm going to go through, we have these four fabulous serums. I'm going to touch on each one of them just as a helpful note as to how you would go about recommending the various serums. So let's start with our Time Erase. And I really love the name of Time Erase because it really does erase time. Time Erase is our slow-release alpha-hydroxy serum. And it's important that you know that it is a slow-release serum. This is a 10% alpha-hydroxy glycolic acid, which is the most potent and the most beneficial of all of the alpha-hydroxys. And it's at a high level. Most cosmetics contain between 2 and 5%. That's pretty much the common ground for alpha-hydroxy. We have put 10% in here, which is really the highest that you can go without getting a prescription. Many times people can be sensitive to alpha-hydroxys at higher levels. The reason that people do not experience these sensitivities with our product is because it is in a suspended, timed-release formula. So this way, when you apply the product, it doesn't penetrate all at one time. It gently goes into the skin, and it gently begins to remove, lighten, and brighten dark spots. It helps to condition and refine the pores. Alpha-hydroxy and beta-hydroxy acids work very similar to a very mild sandpaper. Picture a very soft, mild sandpaper, and then using that on the areas of your skin where you have unevenness, where you have some dark spots. I'm sure there are times, you know, if you see a brown spot, you like to just sandpaper it right off your face. Perhaps you have some enlarged pores. And that is really how Time Erase works. It works as a mild sandpaper, so it starts to really slough off and heal the skin. And you'll begin to notice anywhere between 10 and 21 days that the pores look smaller, that if you have ruddiness or unevenness, that the skin, the texture of the skin looks much smoother. And you'll also find that if you have some dark spots, sunspots, or whatever you would like to call them, that they begin to lighten up. So that is really the purpose of Time Erase. It works on those areas. So if someone says to you that they're really interested in, you know, lightening brown spots, or they really have a enlarged pore condition, Time Erase is the product that you would recommend for that individual. Okay, it's one of my favorites. I love using it in between my eyebrows or any of the areas of my face where I feel that my pores are looking a little bit more open than what I'd like them to. Another product or serum that has been extremely popular through the years and remains so is our MaxiFirm Skin Renewal Complex. And this is an easy one to remember because the name tells you it's firming the skin, MaxiFirm. So this is the product that you would recommend to people who express that they would like to have a firmer looking skin. Perhaps they're noticing that the skin around the jawline is not as defined or as tight as it used to be. This is also great to apply on the upper lid. If you're finding that your upper eyelid is starting to look hooded, where the skin is not as tight, that it's starting to get a little bit slack, then I would recommend that you put MaxiFirm on the eyelid. And if you use the eye repair gel, you would on the lid as well, you put the eye repair gel on first, and then you put the MaxiFirm on top of that. So MaxiFirm is something, though, when you recommend this product, it must be used twice a day for the first 30 days. We have independent clinical studies that were done on our MaxiFirm. And if the user does not use the product twice a day for the first 30 days, they will not see the changes in the skin that we claim, which is you'll see that in our training literature, because MaxiFirm increases the density of the skin, the thickness of the skin, so it hides veins and things like that, and it also increases the firmness of the skin. So this product was tested by an independent lab, and therefore we can make those claims. But those benefits will only occur if the product is used twice a day. So it's really important that you stress to your customers that when it comes to skincare, you know, wrinkles don't happen overnight. Neither do brown spots, and neither do enlarged pores. So that, you know, this is a fix. It's not a quick fix. You know, just it doesn't happen overnight. So you have to be sure that you tell them to use the product twice a day if they want to see optimum results for their skin. Another product that I'm pretty proud of and excited about is our Dermaplex A. And this is a line reversal peptide serum. This is also a product that's a powerhouse because it does reverse lines that are specifically caused by facial expressions. You know, they're all, we develop different types of lines as we age. Some lines come just because of the skin breaking down, the muscle tissue starting to deteriorate. Other lines on the face are caused by facial expressions. Some people tend to roll up their foreheads a lot. They crinkle up their forehead, so they get the horizontal lines on their forehead. Other people, when they smile, they develop crow's feet. And then others don't develop crow's feet. They develop lines a little bit more under the eye area. So the best way to determine where to use Dermaplex A is to pick up a mirror or look in a mirror and give yourself a huge smile. And wherever you see your skin crinkling, that would be wrinkles that are caused by expression lines, that is where you would apply your Dermaplex A in those areas. So if your customers say to you, you know, I really have these crow's feet here in the side of my eyes that I really would like to eliminate, have her pick up a mirror and have her smile, and then you can exactly teach her where to target the Dermaplex. But keep in mind, Dermaplex is for lines that are caused by facial expressions. If you're looking for a product that will help soften lines that are caused by the skin breaking down, muscle tissue deteriorating, the skin losing elasticity, then you would recommend the Time Erase, because there's a difference there. Time Erase is for skin that's breaking down and wrinkles are being caused by sun damage and wear and tear. Where the Dermaplex A, that serum is specifically recommended for lines that are caused by facial expressions. Sometimes people get that little vertical line between their eyebrows. Now, that's a line that is caused by facial expressions. So that would be the ideal place, really, to use our Dermaplex A. Okay, and our last serum is our High Antioxidant Night Repair Treatment. And, you know, this is a product that when people try it, they love it. They love the smell. They love how their skin looks. This is the kind of product that I use all the time. I just think it gives your skin a glow, makes your skin look like it just came back from vacation. It feeds the skin with an abundance of berries, and I like that whole idea. There's raspberries, there's grapefruit, there's grape seeds, there's strawberry in here, there's a high ORAC fruit blend in here. So this is an abundance of berries for the skin, and berries are very powerful antioxidants. So this product is something that you would recommend to someone who has what I call tired. Well, everyone can use it, first of all. I should backtrack. Everyone can benefit from using the High Antioxidant Night Repair Treatment because it really feeds the skin. If you're under a lot of stress, if you're not eating properly, if you find that your skin is looking dull, lifeless, if you find that you just want more of a glow, that would be the product that I would recommend. It just brings life back. If you find that, you know, if you love getting compliments where people say, oh, you know, your skin's glowing, if you're not hearing that, then you need to start using Thyme, the high antioxidant night repair treatment, because that's the product that'll give the skin a rested look, because it feeds the skin with lots of nutrients that are known antioxidants. And you will find that the best time to use it is, of course, when you're sleeping, because that's when the body does most of its repair work. So if you haven't used it, definitely apply it. Can you use it over the other serums? Yes, you can. I find that the best way to get the benefits out of the serums, because I'm sure some of you are saying, well, my gosh, I could benefit from each and every one of those serums. The best way to do that is to target the areas. Example, Thyme Erase, I use on my pores that wherever I feel that the pores are looking a little too open. MaxiFirm, I use that on my upper eyelid, and I use it on my jawline, and I use it on my neck because the neck is one of the areas that will show signs of aging more quickly. Dermaplex, I use that on the sides of my eyes. There are no crow's feet. I was beginning to get crow's feet. They're gone. There's none there. So I target the Dermaplex on the corners of my eye, and I use my night repair, my intense eye repair, rather, under the eye. So I'm actually using the intense eye repair right under the eye. I stipple it on, and then I take a little bit of that Dermaplex, and I put it right on the sides of the face of the eye area for targeting for the crow's feet. And then I use my high antioxidant night repair treatment all over my face. But I target treat the areas. I look at my skin and I say, okay, what does my skin need? So if I see that I'm losing firmness, then I reach for the MaxiFirm. And you can do this for yourself, and you can also ease your customers into this. You know, I mean, you don't want to start your clients out on, you know, 5 serums right out of the gate. That's too much. But as you work with your customers, give them the serum that would benefit them the most. And how you determine that is by what they tell you. And then as you work with her, you can always start recommending other serums to help her skin look its absolute best. Okay, so if you have any questions on that, if anybody has some confusion, email support. We'll be happy to answer you and any of the questions that you might have. The other thing I wanted to talk about tonight, too, is holiday. It's around the corner. It's coming up pretty quick. And there are a lot of things that you can do right now to promote holiday sales, because you have some very exclusive products. They're not found anywhere else but through a Libri consultant. And it's really about offering great products at a reasonable price point, and it's also about helping your customers having to avoid, you know, driving to the shopping, to the mall, parking sometimes is a nightmare, waiting in long lines, etc. It's a service. You're providing an outstanding product, a great value, but it's also the service that you as a Libri consultant are able to provide during the holiday season. So there are a lot of things that you can do to generate business this time of year. You need to really have a plan of what your holiday business plan is going to look like, because it's really one of the most productive times of the year. And your sales in the next couple of months are really going to depend on the number of times that you show the holiday line. And the more shows that you hold, perhaps you're thinking of doing a holiday open house, the more appointments that you have with your customers and new people, the more income you're going to see. And I'm going to give you some quick ideas. Perhaps you've thought of some of these already. Perhaps you haven't, but I thought I would just share some of the things that I used to do to promote my holiday sales, because I didn't want to have a holiday that was on credit cards and then all of a sudden, you know, end of January, February rolls around and the bills come in. I always tried to create for myself a debt-free holidays. So at your shows, take along a product display. Something simple, you know, separate the regular products from the holiday products and have a pretty little Christmas holiday display for your customers to look at, because it's all about the presentation. You know, have your holiday flyers there. You may want to have a few decorated baskets with some of the product collections at some of the different price points that you can show. Because, you know, we have $20 items. The highest price this year in our holiday line is like $39. You could do something like taking the shampoo and the conditioner, and very simple, just put a nice ribbon around it. Or you could take a trio and put it in a holiday gift basket. So those are some possibilities. And, you know, be creative. You know, look at the holiday line and kind of think of what are some of the things that I could create, because it's all about the presentation. And when you're doing your shows, talk about the types of people that they have on their list. There's teachers. It could be the manicures, the massage person, their housekeeper, hairstylist. You know, start putting that out there. You could even make a little checklist that you could hand to everybody at your show that, you know, reminds them of all the people, the bus driver, their girlfriends. Maybe they have a fellow employee that they're close with, so their boss perhaps. You can just make a list of all the people that they may need to be purchasing gifts for, and there you are, and you've got the solution for them. So you want to make it easy, and you want to jog their memory, and you want to start now because it's certainly not too soon. Give them ideas for stocking stuffers. I think the best two items that we have this year is, and we have it every year, is the 2-ounce hand and body lotion. That's a huge favorite. And, of course, our vitamin E stick, and those are perfect ideas. The one thing that I did, and that was, it was very successful for me, is I went out and I went to business owners, and I offered to help them with their holiday shopping list. You know, these are people that are busy, and these are people that, you know, they appreciate value and they appreciate the convenience that you as their consultant can give them. So you could become their personal shopper. And I just approached different businesses. I went into real estate companies. I went into corporations. And I got quite a few good accounts. You know, sometimes I walked in and I wasn't able to speak to the person that I needed to speak to, and I would leave a sample of some kind. And then I would try to make an appointment to come back so that, you know, I would tell them what I have. I would show them. I'd have a basket with me, and I would say, I would gift wrap. We've got some great natural products for everybody on the list. And I would suggest that you start really approaching businesses that you do business with. Think about your dentist, your doctor, the banker, maybe your hairstylist, you know, insurance agents. You know, think of anyone that you do business with, because right now people are starting to think, oh, you know, they're starting to think about their holiday list and what they're going to buy for who and who's going to be on their list this year. And of course, keep it simple. You want to show them just a few gift ideas, maybe 3 or 4 that have different price points, because they already, in their mind, they already have a certain price in mind. So keep that in mind. Don't throw a lot of things at them, because that's a little bit overwhelming. And you may also want to put a men's collection together. You know, men's collection could be something like the vitamin E stick. It could be the shampoo. It could be the body wash. You know, something that is, you know, liked and wanted and would be used by men as well. And then ask this question every single day as you're out and about. Have you finished your holiday shopping yet? That's the magical question. Have you finished your holiday shopping yet? And, of course, if they say, no, I haven't even started, that's an open door for you to let them know that you've got something that could help them wrap it up for the holiday season, where they don't have to wait in lines and all of that. The other thing that I did every year, and this is something that my customers really looked forward to, because usually in October I'd get calls from my customers saying, are you having your open house this year? Planning a LeBry open house. These, year after year, they will grow for you. They will become more and more prosperous for you every single year as your customers see that this becomes a habit and they start to depend on you for having this. It helps build your relationship with your customers. It's a fun event that they can come to. You will sell products, and primarily the products will be geared for gift giving. You'll be able to book shows for the holiday season and even start booking into the month of January. And you have an opportunity to talk to other people about the LeBry opportunity so that they can earn some extra income to pay off holiday bills in the new year. So you can do open houses anywhere. They can be very successful. You could do it on Black Friday. You can do it on a Saturday. You can do it Cyber Monday, you know, the Monday after Thanksgiving. So it's something, if you haven't done before, and especially if you're a new consultant. When we started the call tonight, I heard some of you say that you were new consultants. This could be a great way for you to introduce your circle of friends and family and coworkers and the people at the gym from church to your new business by having a holiday open house. You can invite past hostesses, prospective new customers, neighbors, and, you know, you could just invite everybody. I mean, it really could be a very successful event. You send out a holiday invite to everybody. There is a sample of a holiday invite in the Learning Center. Okay, so there's one in there for you. But it's also important to know that it's not just about sending it out and hoping people are going to show up to your event. Follow-up is key. I always say the fortune is in the follow-up. So it's really important to always follow up with a phone call, you know, a day or two before your event. And on the day of the open house, you know, during the time that your guest visits, you know, call those who didn't RSV and encourage them just to drop by, put their name in the drawing. I always had a drawing for everybody. I had a gift basket that I gave away, and it was amazing how people would come to put their name in the gift basket and how they would end up walking out with, you know, $60, $80, $100 worth of holiday gift items. You can do this anywhere. You could do it in your home. That's where I used to do it, and I just did it in my living room. I had some apple cider. If you have a fireplace, you can do that. If not, light some candles, play some seasonal music, and just put up a little decoration for the holidays. You know, keep your refreshments simple. It doesn't have to, you know, it could just be some holiday cookies, apple cider, coffee. So it's really not about having to serve a bunch of food and, of course, have a nice holiday display. So those are some things that you can do to have a really fun and profitable holiday season, which is we are now starting to get into that in full swing. So I hope some of those pointers will help you. Okay, the last thing that I want to share with you all is it's really about success, and it's really about how you think, because your life and your success pretty much are always affected by your thoughts and your words and your feelings. And recently, I was introduced to a book that was really mind-blowing. And the book is called The Hidden Messages of Water. And perhaps you've heard of this book, The Hidden Messages of Water. And it was written by a Japanese author by the name of Masaru Emoto. And what was so amazing about this book is it is about water. And what this scientist did is he has traveled all around the world, and he has collected water, and he has studied water. And what he found is that when you take water and you put it in a bottle, and some of this water comes from polluted areas, and you put this water in bottles, and he's studied the effect that words and music and emotions have on the structure of water. And after reading this book, I mean, his findings are astounding. You know, I never gave too much thought to the idea that words or even music might have any effect on the structure of water. But one of Mr. Emoto's findings was that his examination of what water looked like under a microscope from a polluted dam in Japan. Now, this water was very distorted. It was very dark. It was highly polluted. It was lifeless. And a Buddhist monk came, and this monk prayed over this water for over an hour. And then the water was re-examined under the microscope to find a completely different image. The water now looked like a crystal structure. It almost looked like a snowflake. It was shiny, it was sparkly, and it was full of life and light. And as Mr. Emoto kept researching, his research further found that the effect that water had when he played certain music. If he played heavy metal music, the water, when it was looked under the microscope, was found to be distorted. When they played classical music, the water created beautiful crystal structures. So what they've been doing now, and this has all been scientifically studied, so what they've been doing now is they've been putting water from all around the world in these bottles, and then they write labels on the bottles, and they'll say things like joy, love, gratitude. And they just stick this sticker on the bottle with those words. And the water in these bottles, when they are studied under a microscope, they have light and they're beautiful. If they put water in bottles where they have negative words, depression, just anything negative that you can think of, this water looks lifeless. So I found that really quite impactful because, you know, just merely writing positive words and affirmations on the sides of water bottles had a similar effect to the water where negative words made the water just look really lackluster. So when you think about it, humans are made up of 70% of water, as well as most living things on the whole earth. That's a lot of water. So it's pretty mind-blowing to reflect on this concept. So the message that I want to share with everyone is that it's really important that when you go out to build your business or just go out through your day to really understand the power that you hold and how your life and the things that you do in your life, how they are affected by our thoughts and our words and our feelings. And after I read this book, I went to our local Whole Foods, and lo and behold, I even came across plastic bottled spring waters at Whole Foods that had mantras on them. So it was really clear to me that there is something to all of this. So if you haven't had a chance and you really would like to learn more about the effect of words on water and the effect of the words that you choose every day to guide and steer you through life, get the book. You're going to love it. It's called The Hidden Messages of Water. And again, the author there is Masaru Emoto. It's a really nice read, and it's really quite impactful. So it's just a reminder to all of us that, you know, if we think good thoughts, we're going to get good results. If we go about our day expecting good things and doing the right thing and being careful of what words come out of our mouth, we can expect to have a lot of joy and a lot of success in our life. So I want to thank all of you for joining me tonight. I hope you enjoyed the call. And again, if you have any questions, feel free just to email us at support and we will certainly get back to you. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. Good night.